Hi, welcome back to part two of the Hebrew Nations radio broadcast with Joss Assembly book review with Pastor Larry Scher. Where we left off, I wanted to speak to Larry and ask him about chapter two of the book. It actually says, when did the New World Order really begin, the story of Satan? This is the longest chapter in your book, Larry. Why did you put so much attention to the subject of Satan?
Well, Mike, it's something that people don't seem to understand. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 4, that he is the God of this world, or mighty one, depending which translation you listen to. And that he is the great, it says, falsifier of the word. In other words, he counterfeits the word. So much of what you see in the corporate churches and other religions is a falsified, it's a counterfeit. He has a counterfeit for everything, and that goes back to this replacement theology. In other words, what is the true day of worship? Well, it's not Sunday. I proved that in the book and on my website. So Sunday is a counterfeit for the Sabbath, which is a sign between Yah and his people, and so on and so on. So everything that you see out there, quite honestly, is a deception. It's a lie. And so there is a replacement for everything. You can take something as simple as money. Well, there is no such thing as real money as being fiat. It's all fiat currency. The only real money that's used in Scripture is gold and silver. So you might say that everything is a counterfeit. Now they're going to go into this digital currency, which isn't going to be any better than paper money, and so on and so on. Satan has a counterfeit for everything, and people need to understand that. And that he has authority right now. He can't do anything without Yah's permission, just like in the book of Job. But he does allow him to do a lot so that people understand the difference between what's false and what's true, and they become dependent, really, on the truth of Scripture if they want to be blessed and have a happy, prosperous life. So Satan, the creation of man, when did the New World Order really begin? It began with Satan's rebellion and before the creation of man, and man was created for a specific purpose to replace basically all false religion and all false worship, and people do worship Satan today.
Some ways, they're not even acknowledging that they're worshiping him, but they are, by their actions and what they do and what they believe.
Well, that's true. People unwittingly, most of the time, will practice various pagan practices and doctrines and not even realize that they're worshiping Satan. That's what I said. He counterfeits or falsifies everything. But now this world is such a progressive state worshiping Satan that they don't even hide it anymore. Now they're openly and publicly sacrificing children. They're drinking their blood. They're doing all sorts of evil things, which we'll talk about in a minute. And they're just up front and in our face. And it is an affront to our Creator. So I spend a lot of time talking about how he has influenced mankind. Now, in this chapter about Satan, the way I tried to demonstrate it is through a graphic. And the graphic says, the New World Order eugenics agenda, Satan's plan for mankind, the great culling. And the culling is when you sift through various things in order to create, let's say, a better product or a better culture. That was Hitler's idea, the Aryan race. And so he culled with human beings. And of course, the globalists have the same idea, that they think that they're, because they have the mind of Satan, and Satan thinks he's better than Yah and all the rest of the creation. So that's going on today. Satan has an agenda. And so I have a graphic that goes through this. And here's the, let's say, the...
Larry, that graphic is on the book and also on the website, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's a very seeing or having something that you can look at, the old saying, a picture's worth a thousand words. Well, what's on there, and I go through each item, is abortion, which is a plan of Satan to destroy babies and not allow the proliferation or the promulgation of human beings. And then false religion, which I spend a lot of time on. People don't seem to understand, again, how much false religion influences everything that goes on. It basically changes our culture and who we worship. Pharmaceuticals, well, I'll put it simply this. There, and I have a video of somebody who was a pharmaceutical representative for many years, and she says her bottom line or her conclusion was she's had to get out of the business because there's very, very few drugs that actually heal. They cover symptoms. You have to realize, why would the pharmaceutical companies create drugs or medicines that really heal people instead of just treat symptoms? That means they would put themselves out of business. And so you have to think it through. Fiat currency, as I've already said, the only real currency was used in Scripture, and that was gold and silver. So most currencies are not worth the paper they're written on, and you can inflate and manipulate them. And that's really another system or agenda or methodology of Satan. Fluoride, what a great deception that is. It's an aluminum byproduct. They sold it for years because they said it prevents tooth decay, and just the opposite is true. Fluoride is an aluminum byproduct, a waste product. It actually causes bone cancer and affects neurologically. Geoengineering. Well, that's a big topic. As far as the ecology in this world, people don't understand that they have this concept about climate change. Climate change is man-made. What's happening with fossil fuels and that, just a very, very small part of the weather and the climate and everything else. I always tell people, go to Geoengineering Watch, I think it's .org. Listen to Dane Wigington. He's been doing this for 15 years to expose how they're controlling the weather and how they're destroying the ecology of planet Earth. Mind control. Well, there's so many ways of mind control, subliminal communication, and many other things that go on. Social engineering. Well, this is, as I think I mentioned before, there's a book out there, been out there now for probably 20 or 30 years. It's called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's a free download. You'll see how they are trying to change our culture, change our beliefs, change history, everything. This has been going on for a very, very long time. Transhumanism, simply put, that is where the globalists believe that through technology they can achieve eternal life instead of through the blood of Messiah. War, well, that's the ultimate insanity, of course, and it has never done anything but destroy human life and destroy the planet and the environment and everything else. Electromagnetic radiation. Well, we're all trapped in this thing called cell phones and computers and everything else, and it's very much affects our health and our affects us neurologically. Nuclear radiation. Well, all you have to do is look at history. Chernobyl, Fukushima, and there's nuclear radiation, especially when a nuclear plant goes into meltdown. It affects everything, and it destroys ecology, it destroys the environment. Child sex trafficking, that's the big money maker of the globalists. That's one of the most heinous things, where they go ahead and they basically molest children, and they have sex with them, and then they extract what's called adrenochrome, which is a way that they achieve their high level of energy. And so it's just human sacrifice
to their god, Satan. All right, so that's explained in great detail. I have many pages that go through all of those things I just mentioned in great detail. And right now, all of these things are going on, they're ongoing, and they permeate really every part of our culture, our history. They affect healthcare, they affect education, they affect everything that goes on, and it literally is changing our environment, this whole thing about woke and everything that's being introduced into our culture, into our society. That is putting our world on self-destruct in every possible conceivable way from the standpoint of people's moral character, people's livelihoods or prosperity. It just goes on and on. And so I want people to understand how that affects their lives, and that he is influencing all of these things in such a way that there is a reason why I spent so much time on that. People don't even think there's a devil. People don't understand.
Well, it's not only that. They just don't care. They don't put attention to it. They just go about themselves and their pleasure and their self-indulgence. And they don't put mind to why things are happening and why things are going on in the world and why there's so much wickedness and sin. And it's all related to Satan and his agenda, which operate with the elite and the globalists. But they just don't put focus on it. They just go about their daily lives, and they don't put much mind to it.
Well, that's true. I like to put it this way. They're self-centered instead of Yah-centered. They're self-indulgent. They're pleasure seekers. A lot of scriptures talk about that. It talks about that in 2 Timothy 3, how they were without natural affection, and how they're pleasure seekers, and how they deny the power of the Creator. And so people just don't care anymore, and they're paying the price. They're paying the price. As I mentioned earlier, he sent strong delusion. The world is under a curse. You cannot avoid the law of cause and effect. You cannot avoid the fact that we do reap what we sow. So at the end of 6,000 years now, man is at the brink of destruction, all because he has basically rejected his Creator, rejected his laws. The world is the way it is because of sin, which is the transgression of the law. Some people think the law is done away. Well, you can't do away with the law, either physical laws or spiritual laws, and you can avoid them or break them, but there's always consequences for that.
All right, thank you, Larry, for that. Now, chapter 3, you talk about the story of man. Larry, why did Yah create man?
Well, a lot of people don't believe this, and this goes back to some of the original questions said to you that will be answered in the book as to why man was created and is he a finished creation. So the story of man goes all the way back, of course, to the Garden of Eden, and it goes back to, it's called, I guess, in modern terms, the original sin. Well, that was the original sin for mankind, but the real original sin was created, or let's say happened, when Satan rebelled. He was the original sin. It talks about in John 8 that he was the father of lies, and he was a murderer from the beginning. That's really the original sin. But the story of man and why he was created was, he was created in order to create or develop through the conversion process with the, the begettal of the set-apart spirit, to have his character changed, to have the mind of Messiah, to become like Yah. And in modern terms, he's replicating himself through the conversion process, through the life experience. And that's why he was created. He was created to be a spirit being with eternal life. And that's why
or how, let's say, he will be used in the kingdom and become the bride of Messiah. So we have to understand our destiny, why we were created. We were created to be a part of his family, to be one with him. Talks about that in John 17, that he wants us to be one with him. Now that's spiritual oneness, not physical oneness. And so we will become a spirit being, but we have to go through this whole life experience. And people think that, well, when they die, if they are good, they go to heaven. And John 3:13 says that no man has ascended to heaven except he who has descended, the Son of Man. And so there's nobody in heaven. The kingdom takes place on the earth, and we're to rule and reign with Messiah 1,000 years, and to help him restore the earth. It talks about that in Acts, the restitution or restoration of all things. Mankind is going to have to restore the ecology. Mankind is going to have to restore the family. He's going to have to do all the things that he has willingly committed in worshiping Satan, and set everything back in order. So that basically, in a nutshell, is why we were created. And not everybody at this time has been called to be the bride of Messiah, which I get into in my on my website when I talk about the different resurrections and the chance for everybody eventually to understand and have us be spiritually minded and sighted enough to understand the precious truths that have been revealed in Scripture. So we have a great future, and Yah is, he's working on us. He's working on us. We're either part of the process or we're not. And so at any time we can abort if we want to deny him and deny his calling and his truth. But I pray that most people won't.
All right, in chapter 4, the end of the New World Order, Larry, how does that really come about? How does it develop, the end of the New World Order?
Well, it comes about by the natural laws of, let's say, the universe. And one of the laws of the universe is that we all reap what we sow. It's simple cause and effect. And so in every realm or in every asset of society and culture, that mankind is on this path of self-destruction. He's on this path of false worship. He's on this path where the technology, the misuse of it, has brought us to the brink of destruction. All the nuclear, the various things I already mentioned in Satan's agenda. These are all things that are part of our society and culture that are bringing us to the end, basically, where if we don't have supernatural intervention, we will self-destruct. So just as a matter of cause and effect, just as a matter of the fact that we're running out of time for the earth to be able to survive. So the bottom line to all of this is basically something that Jeremiah said in chapter 10 and verse 23. He said, O Yahweh, he said, I know that it is not within man to direct his steps. In other words, human nature that's not converted, that doesn't have his spirit, that doesn't have the mind of Messiah, is incapable of governing himself. So without the Creator, without the Creator's spirit, without the Creator's laws, man simply cannot govern himself. That's the great lesson of history. And Yah is just letting it go, so that mankind will write his own history in his own blood, and no one can deny that carnal human nature that's not converted, that doesn't have his spirit, can actually survive without destroying himself and planet Earth. So we have a wonderful future, and I've gone through that, that we're going to be in the kingdom. There's hope that the New World Order will end. It has to end. It has to end, because mankind will end it for himself, and Satan will end it for mankind. And there will be an intervention. It talks about that in Matthew 24:22. He says,
without his intervention, there'd be no flesh saved alive. So he's just letting it go. He's proving to mankind by history, cause and effect, that it will all end and his word is true. And so that those that believe that and want to just take hold and embrace the truth, there is a wonderful future in the kingdom, which is not in heaven, it's on earth, as we restore the earth, as we restore the truth, as we resurrect more people throughout various times of judgment, which is a whole subject in itself. It's a 20-page study paper on the resurrections, and it's on my website. Can't cover everything in the book, so I just covered the basics to give hope, to know that it's going to end, and that we're going to have intervention, we're going to have forgiveness, and we're going to start the real new world order, which is not going to heaven, or is not the rule of Satan on this earth, or the globalists and their agenda. No, the real new world order is the kingdom of Yah, ruling and reigning with Yeshua for 1,000 years.
Thank you so much, Larry, for that explanation. Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast for Yah's Assembly in the Way through Hebrew Nations Radio. Also, I wanted to let you guys know that on the website, there's a lot of studies that will benefit you, bless you. One of them is Satan's Plan for Mankind, which explain everything basically about the book. And there's a video study and there's a written study. Yah's Plan for Salvation. This explains how to obtain salvation through Scripture. And that's, you can find that on the website. As well as what Larry spoke about, the different resurrections, immersion, and more studies. So please make sure to check out our website at www.yahassembly.org.
And free download.
Free download. Also, you can download the book, The End of the New World Order, for free through the website. Well, may Yah bless you and take care of you. Until next broadcast, take care.